will be beginning our campaign, and we are beginning our campaign. We are inside the campaign now. So what we are planning, we'll open the campaign in our state house headquarters in Kokodi. Then the days coming, the 17th of this month, we'll have a church program in Yamoussoukro and have the official opening campaign ceremony at the 18th of October.
Since this is the first time in as many years that Ivorians will be witnessing a campaign, how do you expect your campaign to go?
Oh, we hope, first thing that we expect is security within this campaign period, because we know the power in front of us. But definitely we are sure that Ivorians have been expecting that campaign period for so long, 10 years. So we know that it will be a very, very high period for our country.
Previously, so many parties have accused President Gbagbo of blocking the elections. How are Ivorians feeling about official campaigning that begins Friday today?
Yes, somehow all Ivorians are very happy that we could, with negotiations and pressure on the party on power, get to that election period and opening campaign now. But definitely all of them, they are afraid of security issues in this campaign time, because we know the behavior of the FPI, the party on board now. So all of us, we are afraid. Let's tell that we are afraid of that period, but we take necessary disposition to make sure that we get a full-time campaign without any kind of negative issues going on.
Why are you afraid of security issues, since you have a lot of UN forces there?
Yes, we do have the support of international community, the international forces in the country, yes. We do have also the support of West African community, yes. But definitely we know the power. We know the actual party on power, which is FPI. And they know that they have minority in the country. And definitely, as we have in mind what's happened during the election that Mr. Gbagbo went in with the former President Jair Robert, who was the responsible of the coup. Up to now, we don't know officially who won that election. So we have that on mind, and we are sure that as they have migrated in the country, maybe they will be organizing issues to have insecurity, violence going on and co. But as an example, I can tell you, my party organized at the youth side a program in the universities to go and talk to people. And they had a very, very strong issues with FPI people on that area. So we are sure that we are going to face those issues now. That's the reason why we think of the insecurity issues.
Is your party confident that the election will be free and fair and credible as you begin your official campaigning today?
Yes, we do, because we believe in democracy. And with the support of the international community, and also with how we followed up all the issues to get the voters list, to get everything going on, and they are distributing now IDs and voter cards. Yes, we think that this election we are going in will be very fair, and who win will be proclaimed as president of that country. Yes, we believe in the system and we believe in democracy.
Have you expressed your concern about the security situation to the government to address them as campaigning begins today?
Yes, we've addressed letters. We have addressed letters to the Division of Human Rights of the international community in our country. We addressed letters to the Independent Commission of Election. We have addressed letters to the National Committee in charge of human rights. And we have addressed letters to the General in charge of the police and the military interests in the country to explain the situation going on and try to ask from them the necessary disposition to give us the security that we need to go through that campaign period. Yes, we do.
What was their response when you expressed your concern in letters or petitions to them?
Up to now, we are waiting for the feedback.